This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, disturbing parallels between avian flu and the deadliest influenza epidemic ever. First, Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers continues to meet today with senators on Capitol Hill, even as some conservatives express doubts about her qualifications and confusion about her beliefs. A pivotal question, how would Ms. Myers rule on abortion? There's little to go on in her record, though from scant clues, it appears she holds anti-abortion views. Still, those on both sides of the issue are pressing for more facts. Here's my colleague Madeline Brand with more.
Abortion came up at a news conference this week when a reporter asked President Bush where Harriet Myers stands.
Have you ever discussed with Harriet Myers abortion, or have you gleaned from her comments her views on that subject?
I have no litmus test. It's also something I've consistently said. There is no litmus test. What matters to me is her judicial philosophy.
President Bush has said that he's known Myers for more than 10 years, that he knows her heart and her character. And so the reporter pressed him.
But she is not someone you interviewed for the job that you didn't know. You've known her a long time. Have you never discussed abortion with her?
In my interviews with any judge, I never asked their personal opinion on the subject of abortion.
Not to my recollection
have I ever sat down with her. What I have done is understand the type of person she is and the type of judge she will be.
That was good enough for the National Right to Life Committee, which endorsed Myers, but not good enough for Troy Newman, president of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue.
Who is she? And we need something more than a blank slate to rally behind, and the conservatives and the Christian individuals, moral people who voted for the president, demand and deserve more.
In other words, says Newman, the president needs to nominate someone who is certain to vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, someone like Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has been the swing vote on Roe. She cast the decisive vote to uphold it in 1992. If Myers gets her seat, she would presumably sit in that swing chair. And there are two abortion cases before the court this term. Nathan Hecht is a judge in Texas who's a longtime friend of Myers. He says abortion opponents shouldn't worry about her.
She's pro-life and has been for a long time. Goes to a church that you know, their position is pro-life, so it's part of that.
Raised a Catholic, Myers became a born-again evangelical Christian in the early 1980s. Hecht brought her to the conservative Valley View Church in Dallas, where Barry McCarty is a minister.
We teach that all people are created in the image of God, and that every human life from the moment of its conception is a precious gift from God and therefore should be protected and preserved.
I don't think anybody in this country should be an up or down on their position based on where they might be a member of a church.
Karen Pearl is interim president for Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
It just raises the requirement that she let the Senate know and let the American public know where she stands.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice groups have yet to endorse or reject Myers. They want more information, but they say they're increasingly disturbed by her history. When she was president of the Texas Bar 12 years ago, she petitioned the American Bar Association to reconsider its endorsement of Roe v. Wade. The ABA declined her request. She once donated $150 to an anti-abortion group in Texas, and Myers' friend, Judge Nathan Hecht, says they went to a few pro-life dinners together in the early 90s. But Hecht says they have never discussed Roe, and he says he has no idea how she'd rule on abortion cases.
You can't extrapolate from the fact that someone is pro-life what they're going to do in a particular case. I mean, it's one thing to have a personal conviction that this is the way you ought to live your life. It's another thing to say this is what the Constitution says. They're just not the same.
And that's what worries someone like Operation Rescue President Troy Newman, who fears Myers might be another David Souter, appointed by President Bush's father, and who once on the court voted to uphold Roe.
The president insists on giving us these kind of conservatives in dark glasses and trench coats that he's trying to sneak in the back door. And we say, no, he's been given a mandate to reform the Supreme Court, and that's exactly what we want to do.
While the president is urging everyone to trust his choice and believe in Myers' character, interest groups on both sides are looking for something more tangible. They'll get that when the Senate Judiciary Committee holds confirmation hearings expected next month. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Los Angeles.